She stepped toward him and struck him across the face. Mr. Sir stared at her. He had three long red marks slanting across the left side of his face. Stanley didn't know if the redness was caused by her nail polish or his blood. It took a moment for the venom to sink in. Suddenly, Mr. Sir screamed and clutched his face with both hands. He let himself fall over, rolling off the hearth and onto the rug. The warden spoke softly. "I don't especially care about your sunflower seeds," Mr. Sir moaned. "If you must know," said the warden, "I liked it better when you smoked." For a second, Mr. Sir's pain seemed to recede. He took several long, deep breaths. Then his head jerked violently, and he let out a shrill scream, worse than the one before. The warden turned to Stanley. "I suggest you go back to your hole now." Stanley started to go, but Mr. Sir lay in the way. Stanley could see the muscles on his face jump and twitch. His body writhed in agony. Stanley stepped carefully over him. "Is he..." "Excuse me," said the warden. Stanley was too frightened to speak. "He's not going to die," the warden said. "Unfortunately for you."
I knew the warden was mean, but now I think she is downright evil, even crazy. Rattlesnake venom and nail polish? Who would even think of that? The warden is obsessed with finding whatever it is that she is searching for, and she gets furious with Mr. Sir for wasting her time complaining about his stolen sunflower seeds, so mad that she cuts his face with her poisonous fingernails. I think Stanley had better watch out. Even if the warden doesn't care about the stolen seeds, Mr. Sir is going to be looking to get revenge. Let's start chapter 21 on page 92.